Corn's actually been in the news lately. And Kim, how are the projected prices looking for this upcoming cropping season?
Well, if you look at Parrington, Texas, about $4.10. That's 10 cents over the December contract. In Medford, Oklahoma, about $3.60. That's 30 cents under that contract price. Now, the good news is if you look at, say, over the last 5 or 6 years, the August and September average price is right at about $3.60 for Medford and $4.10 for Parrington. So the corn prices are about average.
Are we seeing any more corn production around the globe?
Well, if you look at world production, say go back to 2000, world production was 23.8 billion bushels. It's increased to 43.7 this year. That's an 84% increase. United States production went from 9 billion to 14 billion. That's about a 44% increase. So you've seen production in other countries. The good news is the world corn use has kept up just right at with production.
Where are we seeing those big increases? Because, I mean, that's pretty substantial.
Well, again, go back to 2000 and look at world production. The United States had about 41% of world's production, China 20, other 30. Brazil 6%, Argentina 3, and Ukraine at 0. So you had Argentina, Brazil, and Ukraine producing about 9%, and the United States about 41%. Now come forward to 2019. U.S. production has declined to 33%. China increased to 24. They went from importing country to self-sufficient in corn. The big change is Argentina, Brazil, and Ukraine. They increased from 9 to 15%.
It's quite an increase. Are these countries holding on to the corn, or are they putting it on the market?
Well, if you look at the changes in world exports, you go back to 2000, again, the United States was exporting 67% of the world's corn exports. Argentina, 15%, Brazil, 2%, and Ukraine, essentially, 0%. So you had the Argentina, Brazil, and Ukraine exporting 17%. Now come to 2019, you've got the United States declined from 67% to 34%. 33% decline in world's exports. You look at Ukraine, Brazil, and Argentina, they increased from 17% to 52%. In other words, a big change in who's exporting the market. And you've seen Argentina, especially Brazil and Ukraine, increasing their exports. Now, one other bad news there is that I just read a report that Russia is going to plant more acres of corn this year.
So if Russia starts planting more corn, how does that impact the wheat prices?
Well, if you look at the increases in exports or the increased export competition, naturally that had a impact on our prices. They're probably slightly lower than they would have been otherwise. But, you know, you go back to world production, world use has increased almost 1-to-1, so that prices, well, probably about where they would have been. I think what we've seen is less volatile prices. In other words, if we have a short crop, prices don't increase as much, and if we have a large crop, they don't decline as much because the market is distributed more evenly around the world.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.